Julian Assange's WikiLeaks website made headlines around the world when, in 2010, it published classified diplomatic documents owned by the United States government and others. One image reportedly showed U.S. soldiers shooting dead 18 civilians from a helicopter in Iraq. Following the WikiLeaks revelations, he was detained in the UK after Sweden issued an international arrest warrant over allegations of sexual assault. He was put under house arrest but later fled to Ecuador's London embassy. The task of the UN working group was to decide if he was being arbitrarily detained. Setonji Holon Ajovi is on the five-person panel.
The finding is very clear, and the recommendation is made to the two states concerned, Sweden and United Kingdom, to bring the arbitrary detention to an end. It doesn't relate to anything else in his overall case. It's only his situation we found to be a detention and arbitrary. And that's all what is within our mandate. What will happen to the case against him in Sweden? We are not involved in that, and we were not concerned by that. But the lack of due diligence implied that the Swedish prosecutor to take a prompt measure to bring this investigation to an end as quickly as possible.
The UK Foreign Office has said that the findings change nothing and that it will formally contest the working group's opinion. Deanne Penn, United Nations.